Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Welcome to Fireteam Chat, IGN's Destiny show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Joining me today is CJ Gibson.
What's up?
Fran Mirabella.
Hey, Guardians.
And Sean Finnegan.
Chomp, 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 chomp.
There it is. He's still doing it. That was good. It was better than...
Hello.
What's wrong with that?
Everybody's like, everyone. Awkward Sean,
weird.
Hello.
Anyway.
On today's show, we're going to talk about MITA and weapon balancing, the mod system, and faction wars. But first, a really quick news update. So a large update is on its way to Destiny, addressing many important issues players have been encountering. These include the raid bug we encountered that would simultaneously grant completion rewards once defeating the final boss, while also killing the entire team. Other fixes adjusted the exotic quest steps for the raid shotgun, milestones not showing up on reset, and some transmat effects going away when a character was deleted. Maintenance will begin at 8 a.m. on October 3rd and is expected to complete at noon. The MITA multi-tool was also mentioned in the update, and senior designer John Wisniewski said that it will not be adjusted, even though many fans have asked for it to be. The reason is because while it is popular, Bungie says that, according to our data, there are options out there that match or exceed its effectiveness in all activities. Personally, I'm incredibly happy that they're not immediately nerfing all the weapons into the ground simply because the player base has not experimented with ways to counter the current meta. That's the big stuff for this week. Don't forget to check out youtube.com/fireteamchat for more Destiny 2 content. And if you listen on iTunes, let us know what you think with a review. All right, guys, let's talk about that MITA nerf. Do you think they made the right move, Sean?
You said nerf. You knew.
Yes.
I was hoping it was going to get a buff.
I think honestly, he does want a nerf.
Honestly,
so the community wanted a nerf, right?
Okay.
People were calling for it.
Some people were. And that's just because, let's be honest, like the community is always providing their feedback loudly. Mm-hmm. Let's phrase it that way.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
Exactly. Turn it up.
I really commend Bungie on not nerfing it. I think this is a huge step forward for how they're going to balance the game going forward. In the past, when something has been really popular and people called for a nerf, instead of just nerfing that one weapon, they nerfed the whole, like, in Destiny 1, this would have ended with all scout rifles being nerfed into Oblivion. And they didn't do that, and instead they're looking at the data more closely while still listening to the audience. They're aware of the concern, but they don't think that at this point, people are right to nerf it, or that they want, or that the desire to nerf it is the right move going forward. And I like that.
Yeah, so here's the thing. They said it's popular, but it's not the only option. So I wonder if they have a more refined data set that they have to look at as opposed to what they had in Destiny.
Well, they know the stats. There's the hidden stat stuff too, you know. And so it's like they know that, like, for example, Nameless Midnight is a great scout. Yeah. We also know, I believe it's the scout with Future War Cult, is looking very MITA-esque. I don't know if anybody here has got that drop, but you can get it from Future War Cult. It doesn't have third eye. But anyway, there's a lot of, like, equivalent scouts out there.
Yeah.
But one thing I would say is I don't know why anybody would expect a nerf. I think we are also forgetting, though, in general, Bungie doesn't turn around and change the game meta in like 2.5 or 3 weeks.
Yeah.
They take like months. So settle in. I don't expect any major changes unless there's a real issue. Yeah.
I think that was the issue. People thought that Destiny might get tweaked more often now with it being Destiny 2, but we don't have Iron Banner weapons. There's a lot of things that are coming on the horizon. I think it's way too soon for a Mita nerf, if they're even talking about that,
They have so many other things to focus on.
Yeah.
The PlayStation crashes, which I encounter regularly.
Yep. Yep.
The raid bug, which they're actually fixing.
That was good.
Brought up in my review, actually.
Where you die at the same time. Both encountered it. Yeah, on the first day.
We're in a death state and a success state, and you're on Gauntlet as well. Well, this is a terrible experience.
Yeah, I didn't get the chest. Mm-hmm. I also ended up with that milestone reward problem where the powerful engram didn't show up in my tray, and I was like, wait, I didn't do the raid. It was just not there.
Yeah.
So, yes, they have much higher priority issues.
I also just think, like, I kind of commend, and I'm one of these people who probably gets accused of being elitist about this, but, like, if something is, so the gun is good, and I mean, we know it's good, right?
Yeah.
35% of all the kills recorded in trials for week one were Mita multi-tool.
According to like Destiny Tracker type data, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, that's
Bungie data.
Yeah, but Bungie doesn't give out that data.
No,
so
no,
what we consider to be official.
Clarify.
Yeah.
That's a stat.
According to Destiny Tracker or whatever, Destiny Trials report, 35% of all the kills recorded in trials were that weapon. But we know that that map is really tailored for long sidelines, too.
Yes.
If you're not going to use Mita multi tool knowing that it's really good, that's your fault as a player.
Yep.
Get better at the game. And then two, if you choose to ignore using that weapon in the appropriate setting, like where it's going to be most effective, you should tailor your play style to not fight people who have that advantage over you at long sight lines.
In addition, it's going to be really interesting with this week's map rotating to a different one. Which one was it, CJ?
You brought it up. Oh, yeah. I can't remember the name of it again.
It's basically the raid. It's
the raid map.
Yeah.
Okay, so side note, Mita multi-tool, still effective on that map.
Yes.
But my point is, like, when people were talking a lot about nerf Mita multi-tool, it's too strong, my first thought was it won't be that strong on smaller scale maps.
Yeah.
Yeah. Emperor's Respite. Yeah. And there's a lot of long sights on that map. Like,
that's,
you know, Emperor's Respite. That's the name of the map. Yeah. You know, the sniper is Alone as a God.
I know you want to talk about it.
I do. Disgusting. Yeah. Sorry. Anyways. But yeah, there's going to be other weapons that once you get a chance to play and get into the mix there, yeah, they'll come to the forefront. And it's weird that there's no hand cannons on that list.
So
all scouts.
I'm really happy. I'm wondering, CJ, you've been rolling with the sidearm Mita combo.
Yes.
What other sets have you really enjoyed playing?
So I posted like my Hunter Hit 305 just a couple days ago, and somebody was like, you know, I think it was Last Hope, Mita, and whatever. And the dude replied to me, he's like, bro, that's cancer. He's like, that's terrible. I'm like, yeah, but this is half of the thing. Like, you have to play with what the meta is. And if they nerf it, they nerf it. I mean, that's what it is. Like,
use,
I'm not going to go, hey, I don't want to use Mita because it's too good. No, I mean, that's what it is. Mita's the issue right now.
It does depend on maps, though, again.
No, like, it does.
But
right now,
it's not an ultimate solution for everything.
It's not, but Mita is disgustingly good. Just like Last Hope. There's a bunch of sidearms. Last Hope is the sidearm. It wrecks.
That one
It melts people up close.
Yeah. We're going to talk about Faction Wars a little bit later, but like, there's some really faction rallies. I don't like Faction Wars.
Everyone calls them
Faction
Wars. Yeah, well, that was what For Honor was, actually, and everybody calls it that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess there's this whole set of weapons about to come through on faction rallies, like the Scout at Future War Call. It's really interesting. There's that sidearm.
Yep.
I'm wondering if we're going to get some new options for PvP when those are all done. Mm. Plus, we don't know who's going to win, but there's some really coveted items at each vendor right now.
So. Those are the ones in question. We haven't been able to play with the locked guns out there, right? The Pulse from Future War Call, the Scout from Dead Orbit, and the Sidearm from New Monarch.
I mean,
those don't drop. We have to earn them.
And very quickly, before we talk about this, do we all stay true to our clans? Who did you beat?
Oh, no.
Future War Call. Yeah.
I looked at the weapons, so I made my decision based on the weapons available.
Yes. Yeah. Traitor. I stopped Dead Orbit like I said I would. Although I walked up and everybody's like, dude, you're making a huge mistake. Yeah.
So,
I'm like, I know.
That's how I felt, man. Like,
let's roll right into Faction Wars and begin that conversation.
Yeah. So let's start with what the opening topic
is, are they fun? But we'll start with why we chose what we chose.
Exactly.
I chose Future War Cult.
Is that what you said you would last week?
No, I said Dead Orbit.
Yeah.
Because Dead Orbit's awesome. It looked, the armor looks good.
It was awesome.
But then you look at the shaders for New Monarchy and the shotgun.
Yeah.
And then you look at the gear set at Future War Cult. Luckily, I have three characters, so I just picked a different one.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's your answer.
That,
yeah.
You should have more than one.
If you had to pick one, I'd have to say Future War Cult.
So I only have one 300-ish character right now. It's 304, and it's a Titan. And so I said last week that I was going to choose Dead Orbit because I like the color scheme. But then I looked at the armor for Titans, and it's not that cool. Like, it looks a little wonky to me.
That's sort of like the EDZ armor.
Yeah, and kind of not in a good way, though. Like, I like the future kind of clean look, and the Dead Orbit helmet for Titans has this, like, it has an antenna on it, and I was like, ooh, I don't know about that. So I went Future War Cult, and I did so because I think the armor looks the coolest, and I don't mind the color scheme because I'm going to shader all that anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Fran?
I went with Future War Cult as my main, but right like position. We talked about, I mean, if you have more than one
what
character.
What a difference
Future War Cult.
If you have more than one character, though, like, it's really not that big of a conversation. Like, I have – basically, I didn't do it. I'll do it this week.
But
I have Dead Orbit, and I have Future War Cult for sure. I kind of want to get into New Monarchy, and I don't have my third character yet. So that's a question. But definitely, like, for the general lineup, and I've got a number of the drops from Future War Cult already, really good weapons coming out of those drops. But Dead Orbit looks great, and I – again, we don't know how the Scout, the Pulse, and the Sidearm perform yet. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, honestly too early to say, but I thought Future War Cult looked great.
Shame. I love the visual look. Out of all of them, New Monarchy looked the best.
100%.
Yeah.
New Monarchy
yeah. Shaders. Yeah. And,
yeah, yeah, I just don't like that Ezekiel Hideo guy. There's something about him.
Yeah, he's way off in the distance.
Like, no. It's just like when you talk to him, he's like one of those guys like when you're walking along the street and like Greenpeace comes up to you, he's like, hey, sir, can I talk to you a little bit about this? Like, no, dude, just... I don't
let
not
me talk to you about
that.
New Monarchy.
Yeah,
go
that's
away.
How he feels. Like
that's the reason he's by himself. And Arak Jalal, way over there.
And Arak Jalal, he's just too emo, man. He's got like the eyeshadow and stuff, the black hair. I'm just like, dude.
You only like robots. I see.
Well, I mean, of those three, the robot is the coolest. She's she says really cool stuff about like. You know, I knew the war was coming. Yeah. I knew the Cabal were coming, and everyone said I was crazy. Like. That's a cool. I was like, oh,
she's awesome.
Cool.
Watch The Expanse, by the way, if you like that voice, the actresses.
Or play Mass Effect.
Yeah. Or play Mass Effect. I was talking about
Mass
actually
too.
Seeing the real
Tally's
actor.
Like,
oh, no
figure.
Way. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Or you could see
not
the real
Tally, but,
actor, like yeah. I was mentioning, but. So no, but she's great. Like meaning to actually see her and see her speaking is pretty intense. It's a good show as well.
Cool. Shamed of all of you. You guys all betrayed
what you said
last week, except me.
So I just want to get this on the record then. You're only choosing one faction because you're such a loyalist.
For now.
No. This week.
For now.
Before reset.
The other two characters.
I just want it on
my
record.
Son play. And,
hey.
No, I'm saying
don't
right
dodge
now.
The simple question. You're only Dead Orbit before October 3rd or not.
Yeah.
Okay, so no 100%. Faction, no Future War Cult,
no,
or anything
ever.
Else on you.
No, not
let's make
this
sure
week.
He's not out there.
Not
so you're going to wait
week.
A month for the rest. No problem.
Yep.
You heard it here first.
That's right. You did hear it.
Well,
here.
He can't switch.
Hey, I said I'd stay a hunter in Destiny 2, and I'm holding to that as well, too.
I want
to
make sure.
It's been a very painful month, okay? Just ease up. I walked up to there and I was like, yeah, Dead Orbit, let's do it. But yeah.
That's silly.
Not
you should start another character.
The
not
question
a
about work. Faction rallies that I wanted to address with you guys, the actual collection of tokens and such, is that actually fun? What worked and what didn't?
Yeah, the new public events and all that and shooting the supply drops in Lost
new public
sectors
events.
And stuff,
go stand in a spot for a token.
Yeah.
I didn't really enjoy that aspect of it. You get a lot of yellow bar enemies, so you're getting a lot of heavy, but they're pretty tanky. I thought it was okay. It was interesting to get a new event type, right?
Yeah.
And to be fair, I'm grinding it for as many faction packages as I can possibly
get. Fast. Actually.
So I'm doing that IO loop, which is totally broken, Bungie. Don't worry about it.
I don't pay no attention to this.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't touch that.
I saw you doing it and was just kind of like,
I haven't touched it.
There's the chest grind.
You get the rewards fast. If you're trying to get all three characters, okay, you probably need to do that. But I've honestly like just been playing it and trying to enjoy it like a normal person for once.
If you do that, I think it's fine because you get rewarded for basically doing anything. Go do anything, you're going to get rewards.
Well, for the most part, but it has like, for example, right, the daily changes. So my daily yesterday for Future War Cult was the going to Lost Sectors on Titan, and that was fine, but
there
it's like there's only a few.
Strikes. There was one that was due strikes.
Yeah, but they change every day. But you are sort of, if you want the reputation bundle, they point you to certain places. But it does, I will say, it feels tacked on because it is. They took, you know, a system they already have, and then they said, okay, well, faction rallies, there's a system that you compete for a weapon, probably monthly or who knows. Mm-hmm. Okay, but what you do, to your point, is you shoot these things and
in,
you
in
do,
a lost sector.
And you do these public events basically where you just stand on those three points. Like it's not, it's fine, but it's not like Like, in other words, oh,
it's a little,
here, let me put it in these terms. Wouldn't it have been cool if – I wouldn't have wanted to only do this, but that they changed the strikes up, that they had whatever. There's another room or side path, and that opened up some opportunity. I mean, I really didn't put together what I would want it to
be. Like, Dead Orbit interrupts during a strike. They're like, hey, we actually need you to – off to this other activity that we need you to complete. Like, they've been messing with our drops for the city. Mm-hmm. We need you to go, like, take out this whole new boss.
Mm-hmm. I think what I'm getting at is, like,
really unexpected.
We've all done so many public events, Lost Sectors, adventures. So for it to just kind of come from that by standing on this thing or shooting that pile of stuff, it doesn't add that much. I do want to give them credit for, I think I enjoy it. If you're in a fire team, you know, whoever shoots the supply crate gets the token.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you are actually, it gamifies that as a fire team, even if you're the same faction, you're fighting to shoot it first. So I like that they thought about stuff like that.
Unless you're in a raid, everybody gets the drop. So that's different. Sort of like communal. It's better.
Yes. But what I meant for the faction, you know, the big supply things that just blow up in your face if you stand too close. If you shoot it first, right, you are the only one that gets it. Which is kind of a cool gamified aspect of being a fire team.
I like when you open the chest, it's like a pinata. It's like, there's all these little things that fly out of it.
I like when they added strikes. Strikes are a little longer, but you get so much drop.
That's what I was going to say. So many drops. To me, the drop rate is for all the activities is so high. You're getting so many tokens. Like, I remember I was just doing the daily quests or something on it was Titan the other day, and I was there for like 20 minutes, and I got like 50 tokens, and I was like, wow.
It's nice, actually.
And without even focusing on doing it, you kind of just get them as a byproduct as long as you're wearing the emblem, and it's cool.
So that's why I like that, because I've been playing a lot of PvP as well, wanting to do it. 5 tokens per match. That's cool.
Yeah,
I can
get
a lot of that stuff.
Like, the systems of earning the coins, I think that's all fine, but what I'm really interested in is, like, how are the weapons and the gear? Those drops.
They're fun. You know? They're fun to use, for sure. I haven't experimented too much with all of them, but I really like the Scout from Future War Cult. I really like the AR from Future War Cult. The shotgun is basically poor man's Hawthorne's field shotgun. I can't remember the exact name. So to recap, what we felt worked was the fact that they changed it up. They reward you for kind of doing everything. What didn't, it was a little repetitive. It could have been a little more fleshed out, a little more magic.
Yeah, the type of gameplay is something we've already dealt with. I don't have the solution, but I was just looking for another activity. Here's a solution. It's, you know, probably too ambitious, right? But, like, with it, you launched for the Prison of Elders, and it's like, oh, that's where you do faction stuff, and it's a whole new gameplay type with new stuff to do. But because it's just tacked on, I understand why, but it's just not enough new gameplay. I've done so much of the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like
I think it's good for a normal player.
Yeah, but they did that with Archon's Forge, and it was just kind of like, you know, you did – you got Archon's Forge, and that felt even repetitive too. So if they did
Definitely.
Something like that,
sure.
right, you know, it's not like
– I'm just saying right now it would have been something new, and what is
What was
new?
That One? Same thing in Kingsfall Fall that – That same thing again.
Oh, a Court of Oryx.
Court of
Oryx was one of the funnest things because of the different activities you could play in that realm.
It definitely was. That would have been really good for faction rallies. Before we transition to the final topic, I do want to ask about duplicate drops. I got so many duplicate drops for my packages. I've turned in 20 packages at New Monarchy, and I have not gotten an arm drop yet, but I have gotten 9 SMGs.
I think that's great, actually. There's high RNG stuff.
What?
Working, no, I do.
The smart loot system.
Intended.
Make it smarter. I don't need an SMG. I literally get it and delete it immediately. Can you not recognize that's happening and stop giving it to me?
But if you get everything, what incentive do you have to do the next faction rally?
Well, there should be some light RNG
other than
stuff,
that one.
But rotating. At some point, it gets a little ridiculous.
This is the number one topic about the exotic engram as well too. Like, there's a lot of duplicate exotics. Definitely. Every time you drop, it's like, hey, I got this. Somebody was saying, like,
I got an exotic. Yeah,
too. Dropped, yeah. Like,
that's sort of the question.
I totally forgot I got Sweet Business last night.
Whoa, that's awesome.
I have to try it.
I was waiting for
it. I was doing the grind, and I'm like, oh, Sweet Business, back to the grind.
I really want Sweet Business. I never realized in the beta that I wouldn't be so far from it. Now, like, I was like, take me back to the sweetness.
Duplicate drops are not only a faction problem, but just a problem. I don't understand why that's happening.
Especially because I'm still all stuck on Sweet Business. I'm running in PvE, I'm running the, after taking your advice, I'm running the Actium War Rig auto rifles build. It's so good. Because Brian Malkowitz, one of our guardians out there, he runs the Warlock with the boots that give you you just reloads your weapons for you when you step in a rift.
It's transversive stats.
Oh, that one.
Yeah, no, it reloads your weapons for you.
Yeah, while you're running.
Is that what it is? No. It's when you stand in a rift.
Oh, you're talking about the I have those. They sell with an L.
That's cool. So he runs it in the raid, and I literally sit there and I fire for 5 minutes straight. Like, just it's amazing because I'm just standing in this rift and it's reloading my weapon for me and it's reloading the weapon. It's the greatest thing ever. There's a clip.
The best DPS.
There's a clip on my in my activity on Xbox where you can just watch me fire for like 5 minutes straight.
The thing is, though, duplicate drops. Sean, how do you feel about them?
I mean,
it's happening, right? I'm not crazy.
No. So I complained about this, like, I don't know, a couple weeks ago on the show. Not a couple weeks ago, because it wouldn't have been. But anyway, I have gotten four weapons from the raid, and they're all inaugural address.
Yeah.
All four of them. Now, I've been lucky because the clan drops have gotten me, like, sword and some other stuff and the auto rifle, that kind of stuff. And I've leveled those up.
I only got the sword from the clan drops.
Yeah, but it's gotten to be a little repetitive. And then someone in my fire team the other day just mentioned offhandedly, he was like, I feel like I've seen every legendary in the game and I'm not really impressed.
I'm crazy. I actually made a spreadsheet of every legendary in Destiny, not including the faction ones, but there's no way you have every legendary.
No,
It's not.
No, but like I said, that'd be nice. The sentiment is what I'm getting at. He said, I feel like I've seen every legendary and I'm not impressed by any of them. And I thought about that for a while and I was like, it's true. Like 99% of the legendaries I'm getting now immediately get dismantled because I have the best ones that I want. And
that's a great transition to our final topic.
Yeah.
I just want to know about faction rallies and duplicate drops first.
Yeah, exactly. I was like,
specifically with faction rallies, I haven't done enough of them or turned in enough packages to get a sense. So far, it seems like a pretty good mix of armor and weapons so far. And even then, I haven't really tested either the armor or weapons. So it feels pretty good to me.
Brent?
I agree that duplicates are a problem, certainly with exotics, but then when it comes to factions, like I got a bunch of the number, which is actually an awesome auto rifle from Future War Call. It's like
really good.
Uriel's, it's a lot like it. It's great. But I got a bunch of them. But what I would pose is like, would you rather not get any legendary to shred and therefore, like, sort of what's happening, right, is you're getting a lot of stuff in favor of the old, like, I'm not getting anything. Yeah. But it creates this issue where you're like, well, I'm getting drops, but not the stuff I want. Why don't you just give me the arms? Mm-hmm. So I do think there's a balance in there, by the way. And my final comment on that would be, I do think it's important to have RNG that, like, back in the day, getting the helmet from Vault of Glass and all
the
that. The chase for that certain item. I'm not clear which items have that yet. I think that's part of what's confusing. Maybe they need a system that's like, these are the ultra rare platinum things that you're chasing. So you better understand what's going on, because you're right. Like, I think I got the arms and I mean, for all I know, I have duplicates, and it's like, well, if they're not rare, why aren't you getting them?
It doesn't feel random because I'm only getting the one drop. So to answer your question, it's just like, is this actually random? Because I'm literally getting the same thing every time. And
seems like a bug to you almost.
It seems like a bug. It seems strange.
It's like Bungie's Destin guy.
Am I really super lucky? Am I really just same. Blessed with SMGs?
Hashtag blessed.
You know?
I'm getting a lot. I mean, I think
one thing add to that there is a cap on how many packages you can get.
Yes. And what is it, 30 something?
Yeah. So like, what if you'd never get your drop? Is this an issue? I don't know. Are you getting full sets by the
I think it's 600 tokens is what it is.
Yeah,
which is
600
equivalent
for the max. Yeah.
I mean, I guess for the most part, I don't really care about any of the dead armor weapons because I made a mistake. but yeah, I want to get the armor. So yeah, every time I get weapons, it's like, oh, cool, here's a bunch of shards. So for that reason, it's nice, because you don't need to grind up for that. And going to Xur and buying a bunch of those things, it's good to not be like shortage, you know. I like that there's no strange coins now. Mm-hmm. I initially thought that I would not like that. And it's good. So got lots of stuff for Xur, you know, to buy the exotics there.
Growing up as like a collector of comics and like just toys and stuff, I like to have sets of everything. So Destiny like is crack to me because I'm like, I want all the armor sets and I need them this week. I only have this week to
but
get
but how
all the
full
armor.
Is your vault? Because mine is maxed and
mine's
don't.
Good. I manage it very well.
I the issue is right
vault
now.
Space is
stuff
an
on
issue.
Your other characters? No, too? But it is because the issue now is I don't want to delete, like I have to save every weapon because ultimately when the new, you know, meta happens, I don't want to go, oh, I deleted that. That's what people are doing with your sniper rifle that you're saying. No, hang on. And Antiope D. That's also a really good submachine gun, which, you start deleting these things.
I saved it,
buffed.
Actually,
yeah.
Make it.
You have a ton of blues in there, though, don't you?
I have
how
some,
many blues?
No, I have some because to toss to my some. Next character. So it's an issue right
Tweet
now.
Tweet out a screenshot but so everybody can see.
I'll make it so.
Listen, Fran is attacking today. Just
because he's
on.
Acting like his vault's full of legendaries, and I bet if we look,
there's
he's
a
hoarder.
I am a hoarder. I am a hoarder.
Because
there's
I am
a lot
too,
of legendaries in there.
I know.
I want to try out. But so we're going to talk about the end game thing, and that's another reason why I have a bunch of those. So
all right, so let's transition to the end game. For me, I really, really love collecting things. So we're going to talk about the mod system and stuff in a second. But a simple solution just seems like included in the collection system. You do it for the Eververse packages in Destiny 1 where, oh, you've unlocked all these helmets. You can just go get them whenever you want.
Same for legendaries?
Yeah, for legendaries.
Now that they're locked.
Like just at the vendor be like, hey, you've already unlocked this stuff. You can buy it for Glimmer. Or you can still get it as a reward.
Right.
But
like a kiosk,
give me
basically?
A kiosk. They have collections for exotics. They have them for everything basically.
Yeah. I agree.
But not gear.
But
and then you
the
still
issue,
have
though.
The vault space issue. You can if you had every weapon in the game now that I've done the spreadsheet, you will not have vault space if you have three characters. So you've developed a system where I can never have everything in the game.
So I did have this conversation with somebody else. And the issue is now that you dismantle legendaries for like basic currency, it breaks that. Like you can't do that.
What?
You can't. Like, hey, you can go out and buy them.
Because if you could keep buying them.
Yeah, you just buy them, break them down, and then you get a whole bunch of shards. So that will never happen for that reason. But I thought it was going to happen pre-
What if you buy them for shards?
They can just say, hey, don't give them shards if it's purchased from there.
Exactly. So that was the other thing. And then we're like, okay, so then you have to like balance, when did you buy something at a kiosk?
They do it already. They do it already for some of the items in the game.
Right.
Also, it's like when it drops Bright Dust versus not.
Yeah.
Also in Destiny 1, there was legendary stuff like the Desolate sets, the Taken stuff, where if you dismantled that, you would get crap.
Yeah,
you got
you get an armor material.
Stuff, yeah. But that was specific to just like, you got those randomly. Like, you're talking about wanting to do it for like the raids, which I mean, that's the thing, right? A lot of people are going after that stuff. And so, that I think that's some of the issues.
It is an infrastructure that's in the game that they have implemented before.
Areas.
That they have implemented before. I mean, I feel like the infrastructure is there to implement the solution, and it still hasn't been implemented. It's been asked for since Destiny 1 with raid weapons. They said they would give us a collection kiosk. It never we were going to get a collection kiosk. It never happened. And I'm just kind of like, all right, so you didn't give me enough vault space to get everything. And people feel like they're running out of stuff to do. And for me,
I'm already
chase that
kiosk. Yeah, I'm already there.
Yeah. Let's talk about the end game. Sean, the mod system is what you specifically wanted to bring up. And you wanted to talk about static roles.
Yeah.
So I love the mod system. I think it's a great idea. I don't know that I love the implementation of it, because what I found myself doing a lot recently is now that I'm like 304 and I have all of the gear that I use for both PvP and PvE mostly, and I'm not the type of person you are where I need to collect everything. All I want to collect is the best.
Yeah.
If it's the best at that thing, then I want it to do that one thing, and I'll get the best other thing for some other event, right? I found myself spending a lot of time just looking and optimizing my mods. And one of the problems I'm having is...
That is a little bit fun, though. Like, the modifiers on the mods themselves. And, like, if you get a gear...
Oh, yeah. No, I love
If you get a gear set you like, and then you can put the mod that you like on it.
Yeah.
But you might as well just stack them up. My vault's full of mods.
That's what I'm saying. In my PvP set, I've made sure all of my mods are plus arc because I'm a Striker Titan in PvP. And that's great. But some of my other sets aren't so optimized, and it's because the problem I found is that my whole inventory is chock-a-block full of mods. Like, mostly blues, maybe a few legendaries, but the legendary ones aren't the ones I want, right? So we dismantle those to get weapon or to get armor mods, which you go build random mods at the gunsmith, or you can buy preset mods based on the blue mods that you have in your inventory. So effectively, you're looking at the legendary mods there as a way to trade in the blues that you already have. But when you do that, you're clearing space, but then you're getting legendary mods back that you didn't want in the first place, breaking them down to get random mods that you're also not getting the things that you want.
Yeah.
And it's just not a very effective system. I found myself burning
a weird system.
Yeah. I found myself burning hundreds of mods trying to get the legendary one that I want. All I want is just a kinetic plus five right now for my and I know that one's rare.
Yeah.
That's asking a lot.
But that's what I mean, is like, this system is a great idea, because like, there are other systems like it, and the thing that I wanted to bring up was like the socketing system in Diablo 3. Legendary gear, exotic gear in
Warcraft.
Yeah. Well, another Blizzard game.
Okay.
those weapons and those gear drops have sockets in them that come empty, and you can put whatever gem you want in there, and then there's a crafting system for gems.
That's sort of like materia.
Yeah.
In Final Fantasy. Mm-hmm.
Which I don't get the reference. I haven't played Final Fantasy.
Right. You put gems in there. Yeah. Give it different totally elements.
But what I'm saying is there's this very robust, effectively, mod creation system where you can, like, using materials you collect in the game, craft the mods that you want, and then put them in the gear you want so you can optimize the gear. If they just took it that one step further, yeah, like I think it'd be a lot crafting. Better. Yeah.
It's not quite crafting. I follow you on that.
Yeah. So they always
like
try
it's
and
kind of
it.
There's this huge element of randomness to it.
It's very huge, yeah.
Bungie has this philosophy, I think, that where they're always trying to balance it for the casual and the hardcore, right? And I don't think they're serving either audience very well because it's confusing and convoluted for the casual, and for the hardcore, they're not getting what they want in return for the investment into the mod system. It's not good any way you look at it. It is interesting to apply certain mods that you like and make builds that you like. Like, they have something there, but I think they need to refine it. Like,
well, so
like,
that's
take,
what I
take
mean.
Take away
is,
that chisel and get
when you
it
talk
a little
about,
bit cleaned up.
Absolutely. When you talk about the end game, which means like, okay, you have all the best weapons, you have all the best gear. Now it's about tweaking that and min-maxing to the most, the highest degree of effectiveness. That is really hard to do with mods because you're not really allowed to get the mods that you want. I finally got the raid boots, mm-hmm. and they're at 305, and I'm like, great, they're at 300. I need to put an awesome legendary mod in there. First thing I do, go to the gunsmith and see what boots mods are there.
Spend 50,000 glimmer.
Yeah, first off, no boots mods at all. Like, no legendary boots mods at all. So I look at all the blue boots mods I have and see, well, can I like randomly buy one or just buy a bunch of the legendary mods from the gunsmith, dismantle those. Hopefully I get enough mod parts or whatever they're called.
Mod
components to randomly get the one that I want. And then I get that, but they're still not the one that I want. Mm-hmm. So I dismantle those as well. And then I just basically lost a bunch of stuff. And I'm like, well, I'm still without the mod I want.
Back to the girl.
That kind of sucks. Like, yeah.
What about you, Fran? What's your take on the system?
Yeah, I'm not sure that there's enough intuitive mod incentives to everything you're describing, I'm very aware of, but it's not enjoyable enough to me, or the perk isn't there that I'm like, I have to get that. Definitely like a counterbalance mod is a pretty rare one. I definitely look for those, but like, in other words, I guess I just don't feel like there's that mod where I'm like, I need it and I'm on the chase for it. It's just sort of like, you know, yeah, arc mod.
Kinetic stability mod.
That's one I want.
Kinetic stability. Yeah.
Put that
counterbalance
on meta
type stuff.
Oh, I got
that's
one.
That's big. But meaning if you look across all the mods, I haven't even run into that many situations, in the Nightfall for sure sometimes, but where there's like a burn, right? You feel like, oh, you know what? I'm going to change this weapon from arc to solar. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a cool idea, but like, have you really?
5,000 glimmer in the trash.
But the point is, have you really found yourself doing this a lot? Like, to me, the mod's main purpose.
I'm at that point. So I'm doing the gear chase right now, right? Mm-hmm. But I'm at that point where I'm like, I want to take a really close look at my gear and figure out, all right, I want two kinetic stability mods. I want one mod that stabilizes my energy weapon and one that adds fast reload to my power weapon, you know?
Yeah.
And that's fun to me. There's no good intuitive way to do it. It's just kind of like, just dump all your glimmer into the gunsmith. Keep dismantling until you get
exactly. But do you feel so when you put that stuff on, do you feel that like jump? You're like, yes,
it adds.
You really do.
Like, I see it.
Especially with specific ones. Like, so you brought it up there momentarily a second ago, CJ, but the counterbalance mod, if you
that
put
one,
that,
for sure.
If you put that on meta multi-tool, like,
yeah,
it is right. So accurate. So accurate. And you'll notice that, like, it's already a very accurate weapon, but if you're having a shootout with another skilled meta multi-tool player, in trials or something, that mod is the difference.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I've stacked all of my gear with plus arc, and guess what? Like, all of my abilities recharge faster than just other striker titans. Yeah. So they're minimal upgrades per piece of gear, but if you get all of them stacked in the right way, it's a significant difference. And for me, which is all about being like the most effective you can be, this system needs to be more effective.
This is Destiny 1's equivalent of int disc strength.
Yeah.
Ah, okay. So finally, I'm going to say something now because I've been very quiet for the last like 10 minutes listening to you guys. Mm-hmm. And like, you guys basically in that episode from a month ago, you, both of you said you didn't like that. You guys both said,
Not me.
Yeah, you two. Yeah.
I said,
I like that.
I'm fine with the fact that it's
what
gone.
What didn't I like?
You didn't like the fact that there was int disc strength. And James Duggan was on the show. And
I didn't
basically
say I didn't like it. I said I'm fine with the fact that it's gone.
I am glad it's gone from all the boots and stuff and random rolls.
But now
that
you
episode
guys are saying right now
I do not want boots to go back that these are int dis random rolls. That's what we talked about.
But what is the mod? So what's the mod system right now too? Because to me, it's like, that's what I was talking about with the T12 build. That was the grind that is, I'm worried about it going away.
Yeah.
And so now,
and you have some of that.
No,
sure.
It's not really there because there's no way to know in the game. There's
right.
No
seeing
timer.
Sure.
There's no
mm-hmm.
what's
tier
happening.
12. Yeah.
What is it?
Well,
that's the number based off.
Your T12 instead focuses on how your guns feel.
Yep.
And how fast things recharge.
But that's all.
What is that
but
number?
But it's not intuitive. I agree with you. This is
what I was saying. And that is a huge part of the end game right now that people are going, hey, I'm done. I got 305. It's like, yeah, you do. Because everything else is static.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So now what? Like, that was a concern for me. Like, if you guys, that's why I'm wondering, like,
wait, are you saying you like that the mods add something?
He wants,
yes.
He wants random rolls. He
yes.
wants
they
random
do.
Rolls.
I do.
Yeah.
I want them for armor. I'm fine with the static rolls for weapons because I like the fact that, okay, I get shot with another weapon. I now know that you are better than me in that moment because of the weapon is, well.
Because all the weapons are the same. Yeah.
Because all the weapons are the same. But there's less of a, hey, I need to build this out and I can spec myself for PvE or PvP or more smoke or more this. Or there's just weird differences now that. So,
yeah, too much of the gameplay is samey. I get it for weapons, but it shouldn't, like, there needs to be a little bit more robust of a system for customization in your abilities. And the one way that they've implemented that, again, which I will go on the record saying is a good idea, is the mod system.
Yeah,
it's
a good
I just
idea
don't think it works that well.
That's fair. Yeah. I will say that in some of Destiny is getting to learn that and figuring it out. So I was interested to hear what you guys think because I did not want static rolls on armor. To me, that was a component that allowed you at least to pick what you wanted to do, and it changed from PvE to PvP.
I definitely do not want to go back to random rolls, just to be clear.
Yeah, okay. I don't want
so,
random
meaning
rolls
I'm fine
either.
That mods help solve for this. Yeah.
I don't want random rolls either, but one issue players are identifying, and I think kind of what you wanted to bring up, is people feel like they have everything in the game already.
They're
by
done.
The time they finish the campaign, they're like, I'm done. But the community hasn't identified the exact weapons that are the best yet.
Yeah.
I think we're all still figuring out what the is. But when they're like, hey, that EDZ scout, you need to get that. People are going to farm for the EDZ scout until they get it.
Yeah.
And then you still have those weapons.
And
days.
With the mods, too. Like, that's where
you,
there are
you need that
EDZ
scout
happen.
With this mod.
So
but
that's my
it's
thing.
All hasn't settled.
Yeah. That's and my you, thing. Like, just wait, you actually were saying that about shaders. Like, you're like, how do I get this shader? And there's a bunch
not
of.
Not communicated.
It's not communicated.
It's the same with mods. It's so like, it's you know, mods. You want that kinetic stability. Legendary mod.
How do I get that?
How do I get it? Other than just like randomly pulling the lever on this gambling machine that is the gunsmith and, all the time and over.
Ooh, I got a kinetic mod.
Like there's no
Dude,
other
that
way.
That would be sweet. Like a big pachinko type machine instead of
with big
talk,
flashing lights.
You just
lights.
Go up and it's like, that would be fun. Actually, I'm down.
Turning in your fat
better than
tokens,
talking to some
that's
dude.
Exactly what turning in your tokens are, friend.
They are.
That is
I know,
putting in your money.
I'm saying I want it visualized in like chunks.
You want it to spin around.
Like
you want it to like point at the weapons you can get and like. You're waiting for it, and you're like, slow down, slow down.
Yeah. Come out.
That doesn't happen anymore in the post screen. Like, I was a little bit upset at that moment where you're with the rest of your teammates, and you're like,
you want the Mario 3 ending screen.
No, I wanted, like, it wanted to shoot a mod out of me like a sandbag, and I just, like, fly across the top. And you're like, yes,
are you listening, Bungie? Are you listening to these great ideas?
Sorry. That's a very realistic request, right?
Make it happen.
I don't even know how I get off that topic. Gunsmith can be a bit redundant, I guess.
Basically, because what happens now, your glimmer, basically, you go to the gunsmith at 99,000 cap, and you're like, here we go.
Yeah.
Click, and you just do the mod exchange.
That was what I was thinking. Actually, going back to what I said before, I like the gamification of the faction rally stuff. Again, we are fighting each other for that thing. I know there's people out there who probably hate it. Yeah. They're like, I'm a fire team and my friend keeps stealing it.
Yeah.
But I like those types of ideas. And I think you could apply that to these situations. Why is it for every token turn in, it's all the same? Yes, it's intuitive, but can we make it a little more fun?
Yeah.
I'm ready to gamble. Let's go.
Oh, I'm all about betraying my fire team to get what I want. In PvP, people be sitting by the heavy.
Pushing the heavy.
And I'll run in a circle.
shoulder charge
them off it. Get
you're
it right
in
as
a tower.
It's
people come by. They serve you some drinks. And you're just rolling, man. Token after token.
Just sitting there smoking.
Exactly.
We do need to wrap it up. But I kind of want to recap what we were talking about with the mod system.
And then, boom, Deej comes out of the ceiling. There's like, flames. He's got a guitar.
That's Scott.
Oh,
Scott.
That's right. That's how Scott gets out.
That's Scott. Yeah. Scott's back. Sorry. Old episode joke from Destiny.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think what we're all saying is simply that the mod system needs to be a little bit more
reworked
defined,
a little bit.
Yeah,
intuitive, maybe more robust, mm-hmm. and maybe more crafting. That's what I heard.
Even a lot of cosmetic changes would help. Like, for instance, do you I want to be able to mouse over a piece of gear and know there's a legendary mod in there. So like, maybe just give me a purple outline.
100%.
Yeah.
You know?
Because, yeah, you can't see it.
Dim did that in their UI to show, mm-hmm. like...
I mean, like, do I really need a third party? I need to be able to look at my character.
Well, when you mouse over, there is on the bottom, you can see the mod if there's not two perks.
Yeah, you can see the mods, what the mod does, and you can infer what it is based on the light level or the power level. What
you're
I want, though, is
like legendary.
I want to mouse over it, and if there's a blue mod in there, I want a blue outline, and if there's a legendary one, I want a purple.
Right. Or have or have the perk show even in the.
Oh, and how about this?
We can't,
exotic mods.
Yeah.
Boom. New cool idea.
That would be cool.
Super rare ones
maybe
that give you
get
really
the
cool.
350.
Yeah. How about this exotic mod for rockets? 3 in the tube.
Oh.
Boom.
No. How about just 2?
Yeah, just one.
All the rockets I ever won.
Alone as a god.
Yeah.
The sniper.
Yeah.
Use it.
That's right. We didn't get to talk about it, but Red Sniper's amazing.
We really have to wrap it up, guys. We're way over. I know we have a lot of appointments today. So, thank you for joining me. Any final thoughts before we do the outro?
I know it sounds like we're always a little critical on the show, but that's because we care. I just wanted on the record again. I'm loving Destiny. I play it every day. So many hours.
I'm dangerously addicted.
We're all in that space where it's all we talk about, and people shush us at the office because we talk about it too long.
Yeah, we want new things to do because we like it so much. So, I mean, Destiny, you gave it a, 8.5 was it?
A great
very,
game.
Very good.
A great game.
People have been saying that. I read a lot of the comment sections like, oh, CJ's sipping the Kool-Aid. It's like, no, there's a lot of good things about Destiny 2.
And like that Raid Sniper.
Yeah,
that I can't get.
But there's a lot of
thanks for those SMGs. I hate SMGs, so stop giving
it's
them.
It's all right.
Dude, but Mob Justice.
There's a lot of new people who've come into Destiny 2, and for that reason, I'm reinvigorated to play the game. You know, PvP, there's a thing that I do every night. I go into offline mode. I load up Destiny 1 PvP.
He plays Destiny 1
and I play it a little bit just to see if I'm as bad at, hand cannons as I am in this game, and I am not. I go on 30-point runs, and so the game in PvP has changed, but I'm giving it a chance, and slowly but surely,
settling in over here,
right, guys.
Settling in.
Well, hey, thanks so much. We got to wrap the show up for today.
Sure.
So, audience, until next time,
Guardians out.
The audience.
I don't know what. Hey, everybody.
'Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.